The next day, after a sleepless night, John put on his old fishing boots and his plaid mackinaw, which he had not worn for years, and drove into town. He could barely see, and the water was almost up to his hubcaps. Main Street was blocked off now. At the police station, the chief was out helping with the refugees, but Carl Swanson was at his desk. "Well, I see there's no fool like an old fool," he said cheerfully when he saw John. "I want you to make a check on Hilda Butterwick," said John. "They're all being evacuated up at Shady Cove," Carl said. "It's a real mess. We've got 2 pregnant women and 4 new babies over at the gym. I want you to get in touch with the sheriff and ask about Hilda. She's lived alone so long, she's kind of squirrely. She probably doesn't even know how serious it is." "I'll do that if you promise to go to Raymond's," Carl said. "He has a fire going and enough people there to keep warm. I'll drop by and tell you what we've learned." "Don't just shout it out loud in front of everyone," John said. "You come in and get me aside. It's a kind of, well, a touchy proposition." "It shall be handled with the utmost delicacy," Carl promised with a wink. "I'm just as scared of Hilda Butterwick as you are." When the river began to rise, Hilda put on her tarp and waders, took a small stepladder and wrench, and, defying wind and rain, marched down to the boathouse. The ground beneath her feet was slippery, treacherous. The fir trees along the path were bent half over. The willows near the water, more supple, swayed back and forth. The river had widened grossly. It was brown and swollen and racked by waves. The small deck of the boathouse already had a half foot of water washing over it. She could hear the flat-bottomed riverboat inside the shed, knocking and straining against the walls like an imprisoned beast. There would be sanding and varnishing to do when spring came. She waded through the water on the deck and set up the ladder and took down the buffalo horns which were fastened to the eaves. After this, she returned to the chalet, hauled the veranda furniture indoors, and stacked it in the great hall.